During the holidays, on December 27th, the president issued an executive order on recruiting and hiring students and recent grads. And in that executive order, basically revokes, per OPM guidance, revokes the federal career intern program, which, you know, as we've talked before, Chris, to some extent really is not an intern program.
Right.
Certainly a developmental program, but one of those times where government simply did not get the name right.
Yeah.
So, a lot of agencies have used this. Nearly 30,000 people in FY09 were hired through the FCIP program. So, clearly a big tool among agencies, and not a surprise that it went away, that it's going away. A ruling in early December from the MSPB saying that the FCIP program, in many cases, at least in the two cases that they heard, ruled that it had violated veterans' preference. The partnership had long said that this was a program that was valuable to federal agencies, and clearly their use indicated it was valuable. We'd also argue that veterans' preference should have been applied to it based on its inception, and agencies weren't doing it. So it's one of those cases, a little bit, Chris, in it going away where the abuses of some created the elimination for all.
Yeah, and I mean, this really was, we talk often about mirroring, taking the best parts of the private sector. This was something that the private sector often does, is put somebody, okay, let's see how this works. You get a feel for the job. We get a feel for you. Do you fit in with the culture? Do you like doing this work? And so it seems, it's a little disappointing that they weren't able to find some other way of making this work.
But at the same time, I think they at least in part have found some way to make this work as well. So in that same executive order, it actually established a couple of new programs, and I just used air quotes there a little bit, but
yeah.
A couple of new programs.
Works great on radio, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And an expanded PMF program. But one of those new programs that OPM and the executive order announced and will be working to create is a recent graduate program.
Mm.
And again, some of the tenets are very similar to some of the tenets of the FCIP program. So it is a developmental program, and they have to have, they being agencies have to establish as a developmental program, and OPM will be providing some more guidance on what a developmental program really means. It'll be open to recent graduates who have been out of school 2 years or less. Who exactly that student population or recent grad population is yet to be determined through OPM regulations, but clearly an alternative and what we would think is a good alternative to the FCIP program at an entry level for those entry level folks.
Right. So
if you were using FCIP as an entry level mechanism, you know, I'm not sure that you're going to miss anything once the recent graduate program is fully stood up and implemented.
Yeah. They're also using the, I guess, a little bit, they're enhancing the Presidential Management Fellows Program to, this is more specialized skills, but that's one way to sort of tap these best and the brightest.
Absolutely. The PMF program, both the Presidential Management Program, both enhancing it and also trying to expand it as well so that more people can actually access and get involved, potentially get involved in that program. And again, a great resource already for federal agencies to bring in that fresh talent. I'd also say, Chris, to the elimination of the FCIP program, I think if you only look at the executive order of the 1227 as the beginning of some new programs and the end of some other programs, take a step back, take a big deep breath, and you really can't use that alone. Tie that with the hiring reform memo of May 11th, then you actually have a much bigger package there as well. One of the reasons that people liked the FCIP program, not simply from an entry-level standpoint, but that mid-level, is you could get people in quickly.
Yeah.
I'd actually argue that if you're doing a lot of the things that the hiring reform memo of May 11th calls for, engaging your managers better, really assessing them through a rigorous assessment, speeding up your hiring process, and simply using good recruiting practices, you should still be able to get the right people, test them out, and get them in quickly.
Yeah, and in the age of austerity, having the best people in the best places doing the best job, that is even more important than ever before.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I can't let you get away without talking about the SAMMY Awards, one of my favorite programs, and we're coming up on the deadline. This is like crowdsourcing, getting the best people who's done amazing work. The SAMMY's, of course, one of the most recognized. It's like the Oscars for feds. This is a wonderful opportunity to recognize great work.
It is like the Oscars. You were there last year.
Oh, fantastic event.
Firsthand, I think, you know, more than ever, this program is really, really important. With as much negative attention, Fed bashing that is going on, this is a program to highlight the great both individual but also organizational accomplishments that are taking place, because certainly organizational accomplishments take place because of individuals. The deadline for the Service to America medals is January 31st, so the end of this month. And again, awards based on a lot of different criteria. If you go to servicetoamericamedals.org, you can find out more information, the nominations itself. But everything from a career achievement to a call to service award, which is for young feds who have done significant work already in the federal government. We've actually added a new one this year as well, which is around management excellence as well. You know, it's not just the innovation and the creativity and the excellence that goes on specific to some of the programmatic things that we frequently get, but it's also about management excellence as well.
Yeah.
So that's a new category we've added, and again, it's a terrific way to put a spotlight on the great work that federal employees are doing. If you know of somebody deserving, nominate them.
And this isn't that hard. You do have to think about it. You do have to. I mean, when I was at Federal Computer Week, I was involved in the Fed 100, and I was always a little bit, disappointed that people would sometimes just essentially mail these things in. And my sense is, what you're looking for, you have to describe, okay, why does this person deserve this really incredible recognition? And there's a lot of competition here.
Absolutely. And Chris, the best thing is, if you're thinking about right now, you go, wow, I really need to nominate somebody. We're gonna help you out a little bit and figure out how best to write that winning nomination. So on January the 12th, next Wednesday, from 11 to 11:30, there's a brief webinar on how to write a winning nomination. We're actually going to talk a little bit about what we look for when choosing SAMMY's finalists, some tips for writing a winning nomination, and samples of past winning nominations as well. If you're interested in learning more about that, you can simply go to the partnership homepage under our events page.
And we'll have the link right there on the Dorobeck Insider website as well, so you can find it nice and easy. We will also have there a link to, we got to talk to all of the last year's finalists, and we'll have a link to those so you can hear the folks who made the cut. And it gives you kind of a sense as to the remarkable work that goes on out there. It's most of them just absolutely, they make you pause and say, oh my goodness, there are great things going on.
Amazing bunch. And one of the things that each and every one, you know, when they've gone to the stage to accept their award, have said, you know, this award I'm actually accepting for a lot of people beyond me. And so it is about an individual accomplishment, but individual accomplishment also frequently relies on a great deal of teamwork. And again, part of the recognition is simply being nominated as well. So if you know of a Fed who's done outstanding work, whether they're sitting next to you across the hall or you're a contractor and you know of somebody who's doing great work, submit that nomination.